Ladies, gents, two guys, one phone. Fantastic news. You may not have noticed, but you were gone for a while. Like the onions may not have noticed. I did some solo bits.
Yeah, I wasn't
posted
here.
Some other some old material.
Yeah,
pretty interesting stuff.
They wouldn't have noticed.
No, but yeah. Also they probably wouldn't have noticed anyway.
No, but I was gone.
Because it's just yeah.
For what, a week? Week and a couple days?
I don't know.
Yeah, like a week and 2 days.
Oh, that's it? I thought it was way longer.
It feels way longer.
Yeah.
But it was only like 9 days.
But you also spent a lot of time like driving in a car, so it makes everything seem really long.
Well, if you think...
Because there's a lot of road and not a lot of trip, I feel like.
That is the constant. There's always road and not a lot of actual trip.
Yeah, no, you managed to see absolutely nothing again, right? In terms of nature. Let's start at the beginning. You said this was your worst of all your road trips, right?
Yeah. I've been on a number of road trips, and this is by far the most uninteresting one.
Yeah, and the other ones weren't all that interesting.
No, but at least they were better than this.
They were better than this one. Yeah. So you went down to Florida, right?
Yeah, I took the trip down to Florida. Thought that would be an interesting place to see.
Yeah, you had some personal reasons to go there.
Well, that's irrelevant.
Didn't pan out.
Irrelevant for this podcast.
Well, it's very relevant. It's the reason why you went.
Yeah, but it's...
right?
All right, fine.
But we're not going to delve into the details. You're the one that makes it awkward now. All right,
so I had some reasons to go there.
Yeah.
Didn't pan out. Thought,
four reasons.
Shut the fuck up.
None of them panned out.
All right.
It's almost like this reminds me of, remember when you went to like the Czech Republic?
I do remember that.
You could have like asked some questions, but if you had gotten the answer to that question, you already suspected what the answer was going to be. In that case, it was like the wage.
It would have been negative.
Your salary. It would have been a negative answer, and then you wouldn't have gone.
Yeah, so
you'd rather go somewhere and then
hope for the best.
Hope for the best, even though it's a very small chance, and then go all the way over there and then be disillusioned there, and then come back and have a terrible time.
Yeah.
Right.
Rather than be disillusioned here.
Be disillusioned there,
never
and
leave.
Not go at all, or go somewhere that would be nicer, or do something else.
Yeah. That is it.
I feel like that's a similar thing happened here. Like some concrete questions could have given you the information that you knew you were going to get anyway, except now you drove all the way down to Florida to get that information. And then you were in Florida, and then you didn't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah. Also, my AC is broken in the car.
Yeah. Ah.
Turns out it's really hot in Florida.
Yeah.
Which I didn't... I mean, I saw the license plates that say the Sunshine State, but I didn't really make the connection that it was going to be sunny all the time.
Didn't you say it was unseasonably hot even for Florida?
They told me that. Some of the people I know there told me that it's supposed to be like 68 to 72 right now.
That's nice.
But it's actually 90.
Ah, so it was super hot.
It was super hot and gross.
Yeah.
Very humid. I had my windows down the whole time, which of course didn't help unless I was moving.
So you were doing a lot of driving.
A lot of driving, but there's also a lot
in
of
the
traffic.
Heat and a lot of traffic.
So I've been doing a lot of sitting, too, with the
a lot
windows
of sitting
down,
in traffic with all the smug and stuff and the exhausts and the fumes.
Doesn't smell all that good.
Because you didn't have AC in your car.
Yeah, because
when
here, you don't...
Yeah, you don't need it in the winter.
It went in November.
Oh, it and already
I,
went in the
I tried to get it fixed in November. They put like a green dye into the AC Freon stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The refrigerant. They put some paint. Yeah. Commonly known as like dye.
Well, not for our international audience.
No,
of course not.
Okay.
Because they think dye like you die.
I think of like a dye, like dice.
Yeah. See, there's okay. Several things.
Well, dye.
It probably would have been better if they had put like dice in it.
Then they would have known.
Because they would have probably got
they
the same
heard
information.
It.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but they put green paint in it.
Green paint in it.
To
see where the leak was, and they couldn't find it. So they told me, well, keep an eye on it, and if you see it, come back.
Yeah.
So I kept an eye on it. I didn't see anything leaking from under the car, so I never called them back.
Yeah.
And I never needed to use my AC because it was November, and then it was December, and it was wintertime. So then I go down to Florida. Well, actually, no. Right before the day before I left for Florida, I had my uncle change my oil, and we pop up the hood. And right where the AC like cap is to put the refrigerant in, there's green paint all over that.
Oh.
So they just didn't tighten the cap tight enough. So it all leaked out from the cap. That's where the leak was.
Oh, so the leak was just them...
Was them not tightening
it.
Yeah, and then...
So now that... But it's still... But that's not why...
And I had to pay them $100 in labor. They didn't charge me for the paint, but I had to pay them for the labor.
But that's not what was wrong with your AC. That's just the reason why they couldn't find anything wrong with your AC. Your AC was already...
Well, I think it had leaked out before. The refrigerant had leaked out.
Yeah.
So then they undid it, put more in with the green paint, and then they also didn't retighten it.
Okay,
before. So I think the only problem is not
tightening. If they had retightened it, then you would have had AC.
Yes.
So their whole job was to fix it.
Yeah.
But they forgot to, turn the thing a few
more turns.
And then... It all leaked out.
My uncle didn't do it either. He's like, you're fine.
So then you had no AC, and were in Florida. It was 90 degrees.
90 degrees the whole time. Actually,
the whole time.
As soon as I got
long
to,
drive.
As soon as I got to, like, New York and New Jersey, it was, like, 60 degrees.
Yeah.
So it's already pretty warm, because it's also, like, it was like, 6 degrees here when I left.
Yeah,
it was cold. And so, like, not all that far away, it was, like, 60. So I was already sweating by New Jersey.
Yeah.
So then by the time we get to Florida, it was not all that
good. And then you had to drive with your windows open.
Yeah.
Which is really loud, too.
Very loud. I couldn't really hear my music all that well.
No, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, it's very busy as everybody goes there.
Yeah, I didn't expect there to be so many people in Florida. You know there's 21 million people in Florida?
Yeah, also a lot of people go there on vacation.
So there's more than 21 million people there at any given time.
Yeah,
so it's a lot
especially
of traffic.
On like the highway.
Because it's not all that big of
a But
it's
state. Also a school vacation. You went during a school vacation, during the break.
I did.
Winter break is probably one of the Winter busiest break. Seasons.
Yeah, it also made the hotels more money.
Yeah.
And I stayed at the cheapest, crappiest, worst ones ever.
Yeah, I saw some pictures you sent me. They didn't look very good, but you still paid a lot of money for it.
Yeah, I still paid at least $150.
Yeah, but you did not like Florida very much, did you?
I hated it. The rumors about how horrible of a place it is are true.
But there are nice things about it, like beaches, but you don't...
I went to the beach one day. I'm not a big beach head.
No.
I put on...
You do like... But, like
I put
with your
on
mom.
Like a gallon of sun.
If your mom had been there, it would have been a different...
Fuck up.
Different story, right? You would have gone every day.
Of course not. I hate the beach no matter what. I just go to make her feel better. She doesn't want to go alone. I despise the beach. You get all sandy. It gets in between your toes. It's a horrible experience, okay? I don't like it. I put on like a gallon of sunscreen. I still got sunburned all over. I had
to pay a lot of money to park. Just enough to get a sunburn.
Yeah, I was there.
And then you had to go in a hot car without AC.
Yeah.
With the sunburn.
Yeah. Yeah, because I decided... So I was in this town. I was in this city. I was in Palm Beach. I was in West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And there was somebody that I knew that lived there.
Yeah.
Who had said, yeah, come on down.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're here. And we'll hang out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, that sounds good. So I get, a couple of days before I got there, I was like, all right, I'm in Florida.
I'm here.
I'll be here soon. Nothing.
No more contact.
Still no contact, by the way. This was a week ago. So nothing. So of course, I'm like, well... Maybe I'll spend one more night in this city in West Palm Beach.
And
I ended up spending two because I was like, maybe they'll respond.
Yeah.
So, but no, she didn't. So anyway, I was like, I couldn't get the same hotel twice because I had only booked it for one night and I wanted to do another night. Couldn't do it. So I had to book another one. So checkout is at 11 and check in is at 4. So I was like, well, I better just go to the beach, I guess, in that time.
Reluctantly, you went to the beach.
And I didn't even spend the whole time there. I only spent 3 hours.
Just enough to go to somewhere.
It was really expensive to park. It was really hard to find a place to park. It took me forever to get there, even though it was only 2 miles from the hotel. It took me like 45 minutes. could have walked there quicker. Then I sat there on the beach. I got sunburned. I went in the water for maybe 40 minutes, 45 minutes. It was beautiful water. That part was nice, but the waves... were a lot bigger than here, and it was really hard to get in and out, so I didn't like that part. It was a pretty miserable experience.
Yeah, well, you're also alone, and you're tired, and, like, you spend a lot of time driving by yourself, like, 10, 12 hours a day.
Well, you gotta make gains, you know?
I know.
You gotta make headway.
You gotta make...
The first day I got down to Florida, to Virginia, past D.C., and the second day I got to Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, so you managed to see almost nothing, right, on the way over?
the way over, the first day, the most interesting thing I saw, I actually left during a snowstorm. So it was a snowstorm for the first 300 miles.
Wow.
So I had to drive really slow.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden it was really nice. It was like 60 degrees, like I said, in yeah. New York. And then I stopped in New Jersey at a diner, at this sketchy little diner across from Manhattan. It was pretty cool. The guy was blind, and he gave me a free slice of pie. That was probably the best experience of the road trip. And then...
Yeah, definitely the most interesting, based on the stories that I've heard.
That's about all I saw, because then it was nighttime. I did see the Pentagon, and I saw the D.C. skyline, which
not
I've already,
that much
I've
of a skyline,
seen before.
Because it can't be higher than the White House. The buildings in Washington cannot be higher than the White House. Can't. You didn't know that?
Well,
so there's not that
the
much
Washington
of a skyline.
The Washington Monument is...
Yeah, okay, but that's...
I saw that.
No buildings, no...
And I saw, like, the, you know, the different monuments, you know?
Yeah, okay. From you didn't actually see them.
No, but I've already seen them before. But anyway, that was kind of cool to see at nighttime.
Yeah.
And then I got to Virginia. And the next day I saw Richmond.
Okay, but we don't need to... So, anyway, you're down in Florida, and all of a sudden it turns out you had nothing to do in Florida.
Yeah, but see, that's the reason
for
I
going,
don't want to talk about.
Okay, but the reason for going didn't pan out. Right?
Yes. So,
you were driving around with your windows open, but then you also had some, like your arms were like sunburned.
Oh, yeah, because then with the window open, you don't have that UV protection from the glass.
Yeah.
So I got even more sunburned.
Yeah, so you had sunburned arms, but you had to
and
open
legs.
The windows
and
legs.
I had to have a shorts on because it was so hot.
Yeah.
So then I put my towel over my legs to protect
while you
them
were
from
driving.
The sun.
And it was still really sunny and hot during the day.
Yeah.
But you had to drive with your windows open. And then your arms out of the window, or were your arms in the car?
Well, I would try to put them out the window, and then they would burn, so I'd have to put them in and, like, hide them.
But
down.
You kind of hide from the sun. Like, what did you do with your arms?
I had them, like, really low down, and I still had to hold the steering wheel, but, like, really low where the shadowy parts of the car were.
For hours straight.
Yeah.
And also, like, all of a sudden, like, you had no purpose of being there anymore.
Bingo.
You don't really like nature. You're not a nature
not
head.
Not a nature head,
per se.
Hate the beach.
Hate the beach.
That's kind of all Florida has.
Not the heat. You're not a
they don't have all that much history, I noticed, because I went to St. Augustine, which has all the history, and it kind of sucked.
Yeah.
It's very touristy.
So you decided to go to the Everglades, right?
I thought
because you were
to
right
the
there.
Everglades. Well,
it's pretty cool.
It was kind of far, but still
I've been
was there.
It's a cool place.
I've been to the Everglades.
Yeah.
It's a cool place. I recommend it.
Yeah.
Not the place I went though, because I didn't necessarily go to the Everglades. I went to Everglades City.
Yeah, you didn't do your research. Because you were, like, sending me pictures of, like, old cars that you thought, yeah, I might buy this car and that car while you were in Florida. But what you didn't do is, like, spend some of the time that, like, looking into, oh, what are some typing in, like, cool places in Everglades or highlights of the Everglades.
I did not
do
that.
You did not look into anything.
No, I saw
did
on
you?
The map, I saw Everglades City. And
yeah,
I thought,
but Everglades City is all the way
the
past
Everglades.
The Everglades. It's on the other side of the coast, right?
I
it's
didn't
on the
notice.
Gulf of Mexico. You were like Miami, that area.
Oh, West Palm Beach. It was north of Miami.
Yeah, okay, but you were on the Atlantic coast.
Yeah, but I hadn't made it quite to Miami, but yeah.
Okay, who gives a shit? But Everglades City, that's past the Everglades. The Everglades are in the middle between...
I saw that.
Basically
later.
Between Miami and Tampa, between the Atlantic...
And I did see that.
The Gulf of Mexico.
I noticed it afterwards.
That's an enormous region that's a national park.
And I also, in order
it's
to
really
get to
cool.
Everglades
has
City, you
really
have to drive
cool.
way north and then down.
Yeah.
So I didn't even drive through.
You didn't even see... You managed to go through the Everglades and you did not see the Everglades. You managed to not see the Everglades.
Because
you typed in your GPS Everglades City.
Because
you thought that was the Everglades.
But it makes sense if you really think about it.
Yeah, but it doesn't make that much sense because it's on the other side. It's way past the Everglades.
But why do they call it that?
Okay, but I already also told you that this in advance. You didn't believe me.
I wanted to see the city. It wasn't much
was
of a
it
city.
Worth, was it worth
it was
seeing?
It was not. There was nothing to do there. Well, there was one thing that I really wanted to do. One of the main reasons I went was to take a fan boat ride.
Oh, yeah.
Or an airboat, you know? So I got down there and thought, all right, let's book a tour on an airboat. And it was a little bit expensive, you know, but I was like, it's worth it. So I go to book it, I hit confirm, and it says there's an error. You need to have another reservation. So I'm like, what the hell is it talking about? So I go back, disclaimer, you need to have more. You need to have more than one person.
You need to have two people.
You need to have two people or more,
which
to do an airboat ride,
which would have worked out if your reason for going there
had responded
in time, and then the two of you could have gone on that airboat. So it was your basically.
Because she also has never been to the Everglades,
even
though she lives in West Palm Beach.
Yeah. So then, not only. Yeah, so you were
rubbed
confronted
a little bit of
with
salt in the wound.
It was something new because you were confronted with the fact that I don't have another person here, even though I drove all the way down here
for another.
And
person.
Now I can't even do the one thing that I would like to do. They need a fan boat because I'm alone. So you're double punished. Not only are you alone, that you're not allowed to do the one thing you wanted to do because you are alone.
Yeah,
and you drove over there in the heat with your arms burning.
Yeah. And then I got there,
and then you got there,
nothing to do.
And there's nothing to do in Everglades City, and you managed to not see the Everglades, not like the alligator alley and all
I did
stuff.
See one alligator, but he was up in Cape Canaveral.
Okay, so it had nothing to do with the Everglades.
But I saw one.
Okay, you saw one.
Which
alligator.
Was cool.
Okay, but then if you go to Everglades, you know, like alligator alley and stuff, you see like hundreds everywhere.
Ah, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I went on a fan boat there once.
Ah, really?
But anyway, but
there was still more people to see there.
Yeah,
and so I decided to go up the Gulf Coast.
Yeah,
to St. Petersburg.
Yeah,
but then that also didn't work out.
Yeah,
and then of course
the people you were talking to before that
were all very excited for me to be there
until you were there,
and then. There was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was somebody in Tallahassee, too.
Yeah.
Didn't respond to me until I crossed the South Carolina line. And then, oh, hey!
Oh, hey!
Here. How you doing? It's like, no, I'm not turning back now.
But, just when you thought the trip was going to be an enormous waste of time and resources, right? Because you had to spend, like... $150 a night, and you didn't even.
Plus, every hotel also charges you another $100 deposit.
Yeah, but you got that back.
Yeah, but not for like days.
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten it back yet.
No, okay.
So my credit card shows that I have like $5,000 that I spent.
Yeah. For almost nothing. However, then, just when you were down and out, and you thought this whole trip is a waste of time and money.
I was in Atlanta, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to make it worth my while.
You made it worth your while, right?
I'm going to go to West Virginia.
You went and got, what did you get?
Oh, God. I went to the State House in West Virginia, and also Virginia, and Maryland, and Delaware.
Yeah.
And I got these cool little stamps.
You got the stamps!
That tell me that I've been there.
It's like the Capitol. You can go to the Capitol buildings, right? You have a book. You bought a book, right?
I bought a little book for like $5.
Yeah.
And then you open it up, and it has all 50 capitals.
Yeah.
And there's a place for a stamp, although it's way too small, so when they stamp it, it covers up half the writing. But that doesn't matter. It tells you the day and the time that you went there, and the city, and then you know that you've been there.
Yeah. So you got three stamps.
Four stamps.
Oh, you got four? You got one in...
I got Richmond, Virginia,
Charleston,
West Virginia,
too? Oh, cool.
And Annapolis, Maryland, and Dover, Delaware.
Huh.
Richmond, Virginia was the best one because I got a personalized tour. There were supposed to be other people, but they decided not to do it. So I got a private tour with a guy who had worked at the White House of the Confederacy and then this place. So he knew everything about the Confederacy and present-day Virginia. And so I spent 2 hours with him.
The two of you?
Learning all about the Virginia State House and the Confederacy. And then I got a $25 parking ticket because I overstayed my meeting. Or I ran out of time. I mean.
But, I mean, if you got a stamp...
I got the stamp, and I got a tour, so
that's
worth $25.
Oh, it's worth way more than
that.
Actually, I
have to pay that before it goes up.
You didn't come home empty-handed.
I didn't come home empty-handed.
Because, like, everything else, like, you had not a whole lot to show for your trip.
No.
For the thousands of dollars that you spent.
Nothing.
Other than the sunburn.
I got the sunburn, but that's already fading away.
It's fading away.
So I don't have that to show much.
But you got the stamps.
I do have the stamps, and those are pretty priceless.
Yeah, so now your goal is to get all of them, even though you've already been to most of them in previous road trips, but then you didn't have the booklet yet.
I didn't own the booklet.
So yeah. Now you have to go back to all these places.
Yeah, because I only have eight, because I had four before, and now I have four.
So you have eight, so you need like 42 more.
Yeah, and I've been to 43 states.
Yeah, but you forgot to get the stamp. Well, you didn't have the stamp.
I didn't have the book.
You didn't have the book.
And I've also been to, I haven't been to all the capitals, but I've probably been to like 15 other capitals.
1,500?
15 other capitals.
Yeah. 1,500.
I've never been to 1,500.
But now you have to go back to all these places.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so you're a stamp collector now. You're like you have like a new mission in life.
But it's not like a postage stamp. But it's not, you know,
it's a stamp booklet that you're never gonna like complete it.
What are you talking about?
Well, first of all, you have to go down all the way to Florida because you didn't. Even though you drove past Tallahassee. Yeah, so now you need to go back to Florida.
That was one of the reasons I wanted to.
And Atlanta, that you've been to like a couple times.
Yeah, I hate Atlanta. But every time you go, you can only go from 9 to 5 on the weekdays.
Yeah.
So I was there after 5.
But now, in order to have the booklet complete, you're going to have to drive all the way down to Atlanta again.
Yeah, also, when I was in South Carolina, I booked the room in Charleston.
Yeah.
And I was driving, and then I'm on the highway, and I see the sign that says Charleston, Columbia, and I realized that Charleston was not the capital.
Yeah, so now you need to go back to South Carolina and Florida
and Georgia,
Atlanta and Georgia,
and North Carolina.
You've already been to that you hated.
Yeah, but
it's never going to be that much colder than what it was. Well, it could be, I guess.
Yeah, but I was always going to go back. Come on.
Wow.
Tallahassee's not that far down.
It's 25-hour drive.
It's nothing. It's nothing. Yeah. I did about 4,200 miles.
So you got
miles.
A new mission in life, just like, you know, you have before.
I got to have a purpose.
You got to have a purpose.
Because it also includes Canada and American territories.
Really? So you got to go to those places, too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really expensive, then.
Mm. American Samoa? I don't even know it.
That's good.
Grenada? Not Grenada. What is it? Guatemala.
Guam.
Yeah, I gotta go to Guam.
Yeah, that's kind of expensive. I don't think you have the money for it because
I'm gonna join the army or the navy or whatever.
They're pretty desperate for people nowadays, but I don't think they're that desperate.
Join the military for a stint.
I don't think that's gonna happen, bro.
You don't think?
But anyway, it's good to have you back, man. I mean, you got million-dollar stories to tell.
It's good to be back.
Like when you got those stamps, that was...
I did see some pretty cool stuff in West Virginia. Probably the best state in the country. Worst state in terms of living there.
Yeah.
I would say one of the worst. But in terms of the scenery and driving through it, it's probably the best.
Oh.
I like it better than New England, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Because it's like New England, but then even cooler.
Yeah.
Even more hills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
More heroin, but cooler scenery.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but also, you know, you miss a lot of places. Like, I'm sure if you go to the right place in Colorado or Utah,
it
could be more interesting.
See, I only went to the eastern parts of Colorado.
Yeah, usually
you
manage to, or like, the Everglades are pretty cool too, by the way.
Mm.
But anyway.
But I wouldn't want
to. You have to see it from the water, though. That's the best view.
Yeah, I'm sure I've heard that.
I'm not a fan, but.
Yeah, I got it.
But hey, the podcast didn't really suffer in your absence.
No, because we had so many in the bank.
We had in the bank, and did some math solo bits. They were pretty good, actually. So that didn't really matter that much. But you know, on a personal note,
you're happy I'm back.
It's good to have you back. Also, for you, I'm happy for you because you didn't seem like you had a very good time.
You wanted to go
back. You were talking about getting back for a while.
Since the first day I left, I was talking about coming back.
You didn't even really want to go.
No, I was supposed to leave a week before I did.
Yeah.
And I kept postponing it.
Yeah.
Because I also had already taken it off from work. Like, I told them I couldn't work anymore. And then I was going to go.
It's not that hard. I mean,
Shut up. I told him I couldn't work, and then I was going to leave, but then I realized that it was nicer to just stay home and not do anything.
Yeah.
Not work and not go anywhere.
Yeah.
I was getting used to that.
Yeah.
I finally had to
just leave. You had worked pretty hard before. Like, you had worked, like, 2 weeks. Right?
2 weeks in one day.
You needed a break.
2 weeks in one day.
Right? Yeah.
I needed a vacation.
You needed a vacation because you also had that week in the Czech Republic that you worked.
Well.
In October.
Yeah.
So
7 whole days.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good to have you back, man.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to doing some more work on the podcast.
Got some
Speedwagon lined up.
Oh, really?
So maybe some share. Even.
You got some leads.
I got some leads.
Really? Did you actually look into it?
Of course I did.
Really?
No.
Wow.
But we're going to do it anyway.
Okay. You're going to go in cold, basically.
We're going to go in cold. We're both going to go in cold.
I see you. All right.
Thanks
for having me. You want to, maybe donate some money, because you're kind of low on funds.
I'm low on funds.
So hotels were expensive.
They're not cheap, and they were also really shitty.
Yeah.
Really shitty.
You sent me some pictures. They look like
trash. They're not good, yeah.
So, if you want to...
Paper-thin walls, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. More salt in the wound, by the way.
Ah, yeah.
Some truckers and some lot lizards, I'm sure, having a good time.
Yeah, they're getting it on.
Right next to my room.
Ah.
Multiple times, by the way. I mean, he wanted to get his money's worth, clearly.
Ah.
As soon as they were done, they started right back up again.
Wow.
And then in the morning, a little bit of salt in that wound. But anyway,
you're back, man.
Look us up.
You got them stamps, though.
Two guys, one phone.
Two guys, one phone.
You can find us on
Patreon. Donate
on Patreon.